Bez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shishi, the sixth chapter in the Ram Sechus Haned, in the laws of the High Court, in the Shreif in the Book of Judges, where we begin now a new topic regarding when actually the court case is actually undone. As we discussed specifically in this Perek regarding when there's an error in judgment, and also regarding where's the place of the court case. As Ram gets halacha off regarding when the judge makes a mistake in a clear-cut halacha, Koldayin Shadon Din Imamunas, any judge that judges a monetary case, but Tony makes a mistake. So im tov b'dvarim hagluyim b'yadum, if he makes a mistake with things that are well known and revealed, k'goyin dinim ha'mefurashim ha'mishnah b'gemara, like explicit halachas that are mentioned in the Mishnayos and the Gemara, chayz hadin. So the court case has to be done over again, u'machzirin hadav k'shoyin, and you make it back as it was beforehand, v'dun b'kalach, and then you judge it again according to the appropriate halacha. Now v'im e'ef shalahatsanam, it's not possible to do it over again, k'goyin shahal gzesh not la'mom and shalik adin. For example, if the one who took the money not according to the halacha, because it was done wrong, he already went l'medin zam overseas. Or Shal Yalma, where he's a strong-handed person, where he's not giving the money back. Or Shatima Debatar. What happened was that the judge ruled that it was tummy, so now the person wasn't careful about to keep it tar, and then became tummy now legitimately from a source of tummy. Or Shahada Bakshedo, or he had ruled regarding something that's really kosher, Shi Trefa, that it was not kosher, Bechila Klub, and therefore he fed it to the dogs, he can't undo it anymore, but Kiyitzim, there were similar types of things. Still, the judge is exempt from paying, although he caused damages, which are generally a liability. But he was a judge trying to do the right thing. He did not intend to damage, and therefore he's not liable. Halacha Beis discusses what happens if the error is regarding in logic. Told b'shikla das. Let's say he made a mistake regarding weighing the different opinions. For example, let's say something that was a dispute between different tanoim or later stage of the Amiram. And really the halacha is not explicit. It was not ruled explicitly like one of them. But and therefore vasa ka'achemem. And this judge did like one of the opinions. But b'layod, he didn't know shekvar pashad ha'maisa b'chalom k'dem ya'acha, that in the whole Jewish world, they really rule like the other opinion. So if this judge was a professional, and he had permission from the Reish Galus, the head of the Jewish people in the Esper, to judge, or even if he didn't take permission from the Reish Galus, but the litigants accepted upon themselves this judge who was a mumcha. So since he's a professional, he's appropriate for him to judge. He made a mistake. So the court case is going to be undone and redid. We're going to judge it according to the appropriate halacha, so that it shouldn't cause a loss to the one who's really right. Now, if it's not possible to do it over again, as we described in previous cases, so patmal chal. So then, the judge will be exempt from paying because he had permission from Reish Galusa, and who the judges have the ability to do even what's not a person's money, what's really his, to make it not his anymore. And if they accept it upon him, then he has the right to do it, whether he does the right thing or the wrong thing. And that's this is whether someone took permission from the head of the Jews in the Galus, or if he took permission from the courts in Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, but that would not give him an exemption out of it. So Kamishvanla, we explained this in the Perek Dal Halacha Yadal, he only could do that in Eretz Yisrael, in contrast to the Reish Galusa, where you could do it all over the world. Now, Halacha Gimel, Hoyad Toya Mumcha, but Loy Notel Rishos. Now, let's say the one who made the mistake was a professional, but he did not take permission, and the litigants had not accepted him carte blanche to be the judge over them. Oy or Shalahoya Mumcha, let's say he wasn't a professional. Ava Kibloy Saval Din Aleim, Lodim Lehem Kadin. Or, and so he wasn't a Mumcha, but these litigants accepted him like some type of third party to go ahead and judge over them, only would be according to the Halacha. And Vito Beshikal Adas, and now this mediator, he went and made a mistake with logic. So if he actually went and picked it up and gave it with his own hands, like he says, okay, you lose, and he took it from him and they gave it to the other person, and he made a mistake in logic, so masha asa asoi, what he did is done, and you cannot undo it, because since really, like we said, the halacha wasn't really said in the Gemara like any one of these two opinions, so the one who won is going to say, no, I'm not giving it back. I could say that what I got was rightfully mine, which obviously would not be the case if it was explicit halacha in the Mishnah Gemara, then he would have to undo it. But since we're talking about this regarding Shikal Adas, so what's done is done, and Bisham Mebesa, and this judge has to now pay out of his own pocket, because since he didn't have permission, he does not have that ability to be exempt from payment. Now, Imloy Nosim Nosim Biyad, if he didn't actually do it with his own hands, then Yachzadin, then the court case should be undone, because as long as he didn't actually actively enforce that, so it's still appropriate to undo it and do it the right way. But v'miyef shalachas, but if it cannot be undone, as we described previously, Yishal Mebesa, then again, he's got to pay out of pocket for his own fault. halacha dalet. Avad misha in the mumcha. But if someone that's not a well-versed professional, someone who is knows this the halachas, v'lekibloys about din, and they didn't accept him to be the judge over them. So av bisha, not which shows, even though he had permission from the authorities, the Jewish authorities, the Resh Galusa, and so on. Hariz b'chal balizer, right? He's considered from the category of the strong-armed people. Vein b'chal hadayon, he's not really considered as a judge, even though he has permission. Lefikach, therefore, in din of din, his judgments are not considered a judgment. Bein tov, bein loy tov, whether he made a mistake or whether he didn't even make a mistake. V'chalechad mi'bal adin, and anyone of the litigants, emirotza, if he wants to chayse, he can make the court case be done over. V'dan b'fnei b'asin, had to go have their court case heard in front of a legitimate court. And v'mtov, v'nosim, yeah, and if that judge made a mistake and he went and actively did it from that, taking from this one to that other person, chayav l'shal mibeisa, he has to pay from his own house, from his own pocket, because he's intending to damage, as we're going to explain in a moment. And therefore, v'chayzav l'keich min ba'al din zeh, sh'nosim lo'y sh'lo'y kalocha, and then he could go back and take it from the litigant that he gave to inappropriately. He could try to get that back and give that to himself, but he has to first pay out of pocket. And v'mein lo l'haksev, and if, let's say, he has nowhere to get back from, or it's already too late, he already made the item tame, or the guy went and already fed what was really permitted to the dogs, Yishalmi has to pay, like anyone who causes damages. What does it mean? This person is intending to damage. Why? Because if you're not a mumcha, if you don't really know the sugya, you should not be involved in giving halachic rulings, and you did, so it's considered like you intending to damage, unlike that of a regular judge. Halacha, hey, dying shata, a judge that made a mistake. And he said to someone who's really not obligated, he said, you're obligated to take an oath. So that guy who's obligated to give an oath, he made a compromise in Baldina with his litigant, because no one wants to take an oath. An oath is a very severe penalty. So to avoid an oath, he went and he negotiated a compromise with the other party. And then he finds out later that it was a mistake. He really wasn't obligated an oath. So even though they made an acquisition with the litigant, they made a whole kinyan on the compromise, it has no standing whatsoever. Because he didn't accept upon himself to give him or to pardon him, only to let himself off the hook from the oath, that this mistaken judge obligated him. And even though it's a kinyan, since it was an error, chayzer can be undone, anything similar like that will not have any halachic standing. Halach above, regarding choosing the place of the court case. So shnayim shenis atzmu b'din. You have two parties that are stubborn in their court case. Echadim, one saying, no, I want to have the court case over here. Echadim, one saying, no, na lebez nagol, I want to go up to the great court in the base of Mikdash. Because shem yitu el adiyanim, he says, I'm afraid that maybe the judge is going to make a mistake, v'yitzi mamash l'gedin, and they're going to extract money from me inappropriately. I don't think they're competent. I want to go to the Sanhedrin. Kaivin is, we force them, b'dun b'iray. And they have the court case in the city. You have judges, you don't have to go to the Sanhedrin, to the Supreme Court. You go and you do it over here in the local township. Now, the mama, but if he says to the local Bezdin, he says, okay, but I don't think you guys are competent. Kiswood tenuli. I want you guys to write for me and give to me. Me'ezutam dantuni. What's your reasonings, your rationales for why you judge me the way you did? Shemet isim. Maybe you guys are making a mistake. So Kaisman is, they write for him and they give him the reasonings for their rulings. But then they go ahead and they collect the money from him. Now, if they do need to ask something from the high court in Yerushalayim, so they do that. The kaisrim, they write, v'sholchem, and then they send, v'shoil, and then they ask, but then they judge it in their own city, whatever the writing of the response is that they get back from the high court in the Beis HaMikdash. Halacha Zayin. But when we say this, that, okay, you force him to go ahead and have the court case over here in the local town, it's by all other court cases. He's claiming this, he's claiming that. Or if the lender is saying, I want to go ahead and do it over here, and the borrower is saying, no, I want to go and have this court case in the high court. But if the lender says, I want to go to the high court in Yerushalayim, we force the borrower to go up with him and have the court case in the Beis HaMikdash. Because like says the pasuk in Mishlei, "Eved loyvel ishmalva," the borrower is a slave to the man who lent him money, and therefore, whatever the lender says, the borrower has to go ahead and be secondary to that. And v'chinim toin zeh, so to, let's say this guy who's claiming shezikoy that he harmed him or he stole from him, v'ratza toin la'alois, and the one who's making the claim, the victim says, "I want to go up to the bezna gadol." Kaifin bezna shbeidoy esanitin la'alois imay. The courts in his city force the one that's the defendant to go up with him, which is similar to that of like a lender who's owed money. The victim has the one who's petitioning that way could force the other party to go up to the Besnagot. The B'chein Ketzav doesn't seem like that will have the same halacha. Halacha Ches. But when do we say this? K'shiyushim Edim. If there's at least witnesses, or you know, some proof, la nigzal, to the one who was robbed, or la nizik, or to the victim, or la malvo, or to the lender, that there was such a thing. Now they're just negotiating exactly what the circumstances, how much is owed. Okay, but you are a borrower, you are a mazik, so you have to go up with him if he wants to go up to the Bez Nagal. Of a tiny that comes, but an empty claim. You damage me, you owe me money, and things like that. We don't force the defendant to go up out and to Yerushalayim at all. Rather, he swears in this place, and he's exempt, because if not, anyone who's deceptive will force wealthy people who don't want to go to court case in Yerushalayim and just going to want to compromise and say, oh, well, you have to go with me, you lent me money. What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm a malva, I'm a victim, you have to come with me. And he's going to say, okay, let's just take this money and go. So to avoid that, obviously, unless there's some type of a proof or witnesses, he doesn't have to go. So to the laws in today's times, meaning, even though she'in sham bez nagodol, even though there's no high court in Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash, avol yesh mekaymes, but there are places sheyesh bem chacham gedolim, that there are great sages that are mumchen l'rabim, that are well known professionals in their field of expertise for the public. Umekaymes sheyesh bem tamid mishen mekaymes, and there are places that there are students that are not like them. So im amah malvet, the lender says again, the lender neilich lemokim pleini shabe eretz pleinis, I want to go to that place in that land lepleini plein, I'll go to that and such a great person. But not in the front of Ben Zan, I want to have the court case in front of him. That we force the borrower and it goes with him. And so do the stories every single day in Spain like that, where it's the same type of idea. It's not only to the Bez Nagadol, the Eved, the Leiv is the Eved, Le Ishmalva, and he has to go wherever the Malva wants to go ahead and have the court case.